In the Lord's Prayer, the Lord teaches us to pray to Him and forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. Now, why does the prayer say as? Why does it say that the Lord should forgive us, or we hope the Lord will forgive us as we forgive other people? Why does it say it that way? Well, we can see what it means from the Lord's parable here that we just read from Matthew 18. In this parable, the king, it's easy to see that he's the Lord, is calling his servants, and we're all his servants, to account. And one servant owed him 10,000 talents. That's millions and millions of dollars in our money. And there was no way the servant could pay it. Therefore, the king ordered that he and his family and all that he had should be sold to help pay some of the debt. But that servant fell down before the king and begged him, "Please, have patience with me. Give me some more time, and I'll pay you some more of the debt." And the king felt sorry for him. He knew he couldn't possibly pay off that debt, but he just felt sorry for him, so he said, "Never mind. We'll forget about it. You don't owe me that money anymore." Can you imagine being that servant? What a good feeling that would be. What a huge relief. Well, let's think about how this part of the parable applies to us. Do we owe the Lord a huge, huge debt? Well, yes. I mean, He makes us. He makes our bodies. He makes our minds. He makes our talents and skills. He gives us everything we have, our clothes, our food, our house, our vehicles, everything. So if we wanted to pay something back to the Lord, we have something nice and we want to give it to the Lord, well, where did we get it? The Lord gave it to us in the first place. And more than that, whenever we do something bad or stupid, something we shouldn't do and we know we shouldn't do it, that's another debt that we kind of owe to the Lord. Because whenever we do something like that, it's like we're pushing the Lord away and saying, "Stay out of my life, I don't want your help." That's not a good thing to do. That's another debt that we have to the Lord. But now the Lord, when He looks down at us, is He angry when we do bad things like that? No. The Lord only wants to help us stop doing bad things. Why? Because He knows that when we do bad things, we are making ourselves miserable as well as the people around us. Whereas if we could learn to do good things instead, we would be happy. So the Lord is eager to help us not only stop doing bad things, but even to stop wanting to do bad things. So that it gets to the point where when we think of doing something bad, we say, "Yuck, I don't want to do that." And we love to do good things instead. That's what the Lord's forgiveness of sins really means. That's how the Lord frees us from the evil spirits. That's what forgiveness means. That's how the Lord forgives us our debts. So now, why is that depending on how much we're willing to forgive each other our debts? So we can look at the second part of the parable. In that part of the parable, that servant who had just been forgiven this huge debt, he comes to a fellow servant who owes him 100 denarii. Now, a denarius was a day's wages for a laborer. So maybe it was several thousand dollars that he owed him. So it's a big debt, but you could manage it. You could eventually pay it off. But he took him by the neck and choked him and said, "Pay me what you owe." He didn't have the money, so he said, "Please, give me some more time and I will pay you." But the servant wouldn't listen and he threw him into prison. Now that was stupid. Because how can he earn money while he's in prison? Obviously, he didn't really care about the debt. He just wanted to be hateful. So now, the other servants, though, they heard what had happened. And so they were sad. And so they went to the king and explained to him what had happened. So the king called in that first servant and said, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant the way I had mercy on you? And he sent him to the tormentors. What are the tormentors? Let's think about what is the talking about there. Well, when suppose that someone has a debt to you. Suppose that you're playing soccer and somebody deliberately trips you and laughs as they take the ball away. Or suppose that there's three kids in a class, let's say girls, who are, and two of them have a play date and they say, let's be best friends and not even talk to that other girl. That's cruel, and they are now have a debt to that girl. Okay? That's an example of some of the ways that people hurt each other and have debts to each other. We do things like this to each other a lot, unfortunately. So we have debts that we owe to each other. But now think about this. Why does it hurt? Where does the hurt really come from? It doesn't come, if you're playing soccer, from falling on the ground. Because if it was your buddy and he stopped and he helped you up and said, sorry about that, you wouldn't even notice. It doesn't actually come from the other person either. The pain doesn't come from the other person into your mind. It doesn't work like that. The pain is coming from evil spirits who are with you. They look out through your eyes and see the situation. They say, great, an opportunity to be angry, to be hateful, to be feeling revengeful towards someone else, to be resentful. That's what they love doing. To them, that's fun. And it makes you feel like you're angry and revengeful. That's where the pain comes from. That's what hurts when someone does something to you. It's not what they said or did or didn't say. It's from the evil spirits. That's what hurts. Now the Lord is eager to help you not hurt. He wants to send those evil spirits out of your mind, out of your life, so that you can be happy again. But he can't do it if you want to hold on to being angry. If you say, I have a right to be angry. I deserve to be angry. I deserve to hurt about this thing that this other person did to me. As long as you're taking that point of view, the Lord is not going to force you to give up your clinging on to those evil spirits. So then the Lord can't free you from those evil spirits as long as you cling to that feeling of anger and resentment and that sort of thing. And what you're doing is you're saying to the Lord, stay out. I don't want your help. I want to be angry. That's another debt to the Lord when we do that too. So now we can see why it is that the Lord can forgive us our debts as we forgive other people's debts. The way we forgive them is by letting go of that anger that the evil spirits bring into our minds. Letting go of that. Letting the Lord take that anger away. That doesn't mean that we just say, let people do whatever they want to us. No. In the Old Testament, the Lord says, if your brother sins against you, tell him. Don't just ignore it. Don't let people do whatever they want to you. That's not good for them either, for you or for you. You should tell them. And if need be, you should arrange to make sure that they get a proper punishment. But not because you want to take revenge on them, but because you want your brother back. You want to have this person as a friend again. And you're hoping that they'll think about it. What did I do? Is that really the way I want to be? Is that the kind of person I want to be? Because then you have another friend. So we can see now why those two things are so closely linked, that the Lord can forgive us our debts just so much as we are willing to forgive each other the debts we have from other people. Amen.